Welcome to World Watch News Podcast. Exciting update, positive developments in Ukraine. By Isamilila. May 17, 2024. KYIV, Ukraine. In a remarkable statement, Russian President Vladimir Putin announced on Friday that Moscow's military operation in Ukraine's northeastern Kharkiv region is solely focused on creating a buffer zone. Importantly, he clarified that there are no intentions to capture the city, bringing a glimmer of hope for peace in the region. In a display of unity and determination, Ukraine has made a progressive decision to allow prisoners to join the army's depleted ranks. This strategic move not only strengthens their forces, but also provides an opportunity for rehabilitation and reintegration. It showcases Ukraine's resilience and their commitment to defending their nation. Furthermore, Ukraine has taken a strong stance against draft dodgers by approving a significant fivefold increase in fines. This measure ensures that all citizens contribute to the defense efforts, fostering a sense of shared responsibility and unity. President Putin's comments were made during his trip to China, marking the first time he has addressed the offensive since its launch on May 10. This unexpected development has created a new front in the war, resulting in the displacement of thousands of Ukrainians within a few days. In a bold retaliation, Ukraine launched a massive drone attack on Russian-occupied Crimea. The audacious move not only disrupted power supply in Sevastopol, but also caused damage to aircraft and fuel storage at an airbase. This courageous act serves as a powerful message that Ukraine is resolute in defending its sovereignty. As a consequence of the Ukrainian drone attack, Russian authorities reported a refinery ablaze in southern Russia. This unexpected outcome further emphasizes the significance and impact of the situation. President Putin acknowledged that the attacks in the Kharkiv region were a response to Ukrainian shelling of Russia's Belgorod region. However, he assured reporters that the Russian troops' objective is to establish a security and sanitary zone, with no immediate plans to capture Kharkiv. In an effort to bolster troop numbers, President Volodymyr Zelensky has signed two laws. The first law enables prisoners, under certain conditions, to join the army during a special period. It excludes individuals convicted of crimes against Ukraine's national security. The second law increases fines for draft dodgers by up to 25,500 hryvnias, $650, for common citizens and 51,000 hryvnias, $1,300, for civil servants and legal entities who ignore a draft notice or fail to update personal information with the military draft board in a timely manner. These positive developments showcase the resilience and determination of the Ukrainian people in their pursuit of peace and sovereignty. As the situation continues to evolve, the world remains hopeful for a peaceful resolution to this escalating conflict. Thank you for listening.